Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Kevin Garber, the CEO and founder of Zlinky, an image and bookmark manager that helps you transform the hours that you spend consuming content into a curated garden of ideas. You gotta love it. And Mr. Garber, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure and honor to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, and a good place to start looking in on remote teams, how are remote teams relevant in a post-COVID world?
Well, Eric, interestingly, pre-COVID, for most companies, the baseline was a co-located team, i.e. a team all in the same spot. With remote work negotiated then on a case-by-case basis, but with a co-location as a starting point. Fully remote teams were considered niche and a relatively alternative company structure. But now in the post-COVID world, the baseline team structure is actually remote or hybrid in many cases, with then co-location negotiated from remote work. And interestingly, in Australia, where I'm based and our company is based, large companies such as banks are getting pushback from staff to even come to the office, back into the office 3 days a week. And legally in Australia, now businesses actually need reasonable business grounds to refuse an employee's request to work from home. So Eric, the genie is out of the bottle when it comes to remote work in this post-COVID world. And importantly, employees are now also not naive to the fact that productivity levels were as high, if not higher, during COVID when everyone worked remotely. And employees now need a hard sell from employers as to why they need to spend time commuting into the office, to sit in the office with their managers and peers. And by the way, it isn't really that employees dislike working in the office with their peers per se. It is mostly the commute they dislike, as well as the lack of flexibility. Also, remember, you have young people today that completed university entirely remotely, and young people who entered the workforce during COVID only know remote work. So there's an entire generation coming through whose whole life was remote. And let's be honest, Eric, does anyone want to come into the office 9 to 5, Monday to Friday? So remote teams, hybrid teams are here to stay. They're going to be a permanent fixture in our world.
It certainly looks that way. And as you described it all, and we're giving us your feedback there per the first question for you, I was just reflecting on how it was before and how it is now. And certainly looks like we're never looking back, no doubt about that. Now, what is the type of company that can most benefit from a remote or hybrid team structure?
Smaller companies that are competing with bigger companies for quality team members and can't always offer the large salaries and other perks of the bigger companies can benefit by offering this flexibility to potential team members as an incentive. And then smaller companies can able to then to secure team members that don't want the rigid working conditions that some companies are insisting on. So building a remote team, in effect, has the advantage for small companies to access a larger pool of potential workers. And as well, you can actually then cast that net even wide geographically. You don't have to cast that net just in your local geography. You can cast it even wider outside of your city, state, or even country. So generally, a smaller type of company can probably most benefit from the remote or hybrid team structure.
Certainly does make a lot of sense. Who wouldn't want to work from the comfort of their home or have that flexibility? Now, from the employee side, what are the benefits, constraints, and risk of working in a remote or hybrid team?
Well, nothing's perfect, obviously. So let's actually start with the constraints and the risks. Entry-level roles. In my opinion, remote roles aren't ideal for entry-level roles. In a remote role, you can't get mentored as easily. You can't experience peer learning as easily. You can't just overhear a conversation and go, wow, that's interesting. I should learn more about that. So for entry-level roles, on-site is definitely still, in my opinion, the gold standard. And I would recommend that for the first couple of roles, employees should aim for on-site or at least hybrid roles. Another challenge for some can be the isolation. Actually, another challenge as well is barking dogs, which we had in the background. Another challenge for some, Eric, can be the isolation of working alone. And this can, of course, be easily mitigated by working at a co-work space or with friends and family. So isolation for some can be an issue in remote work or hybrid work. But of course, this can be mitigated with co-work space or working with friends and family. Furthermore, if your team is fully remote or hybrid, you do need to be an above average communicator and a proactive communicator around work issues and team issues. Miscommunication can happen a lot easier when there is no face-to-face communication. As for the benefits, well, you can obviously hear I'm a huge advocate of remote teams or hybrid teams, less commute time, the opportunity to live in a more remote location, perhaps even the opportunity to enjoy life as a digital nomad. And of course, work-life balance is a lot easier to achieve. With less commute time and the ability to time shift, you have time to take the kids to school, to exercise more, etc. You know, commute time for most people, even in Sydney, can be up to 2 hours a day easily. That's a lot of time you're freeing up. So generally, in my opinion, the benefits outweigh the downsides, particularly for mid-level or senior roles, and hence why so many people are actually seeking remote or hybrid roles.
Really some good information and focus here today. We're speaking with Kevin Garber, the CEO and founder of Zlinky, an image and bookmark manager that helps you transform the hours that you spend consuming content into a curated garden of ideas. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on as a CEO, what are some of the quick tips that you'd have for building a high-quality remote hybrid team?
First and foremost, as a CEO, you have to be committed and an advocate for remote or hybrid teams. If you believe that everyone needs to be in the office in a co-located environment, if you believe that's the optimal structure for your team and company, it obviously doesn't make sense for you to try and build a remote or hybrid team. Everything comes from the top. Buying needs to come from the top. So once that's in place, if you're a believer in giving it a go, remote or hybrid teams, next step, you need to try and employ team members that have had remote work experience. Not a must, but definitely if people have been working remote and there's more and more people that have had experience with remote and hybrid teams, they get a sense of the communication required, etc. And if you do choose to build a remote team, as mentioned, you can tap into potential employee markets that large companies overlook. For example, working mothers, they can't be in the office 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, but they and can make excellent workers. Same with people outside of large metropolitan cities. You can access all these people with remote teams. And importantly, Eric, once you commit to hiring a particular employee, you have to give them the utmost trust and assess them on output only. I think this is the piece that some CEOs struggle to take the leap to actually trust a team out of sight. But it's a vital piece. And importantly, you mustn't try to track their time or hours online or use any other management tools that indicate a lack of trust. If team members attend the meetings, contribute to meetings, and produce the required work, you have no reason to distrust them, to distrust your team. And this is what some leaders find difficult, to trust their employees that they'll do the right thing sight unseen. And this is also why hiring is so important for remote teams. You need to do the work up front so you can hire people that you can trust. And of course, if you have issues with a team member's performance, you manage it just like any other situation. Try to mentor them and coach them, or if the employee is not right for the role, you have to take further steps.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your feedback there. And a similar question, just a little bit differently worded here. Now, as a CEO, what are some quick tips for effectively, that's the key word, effectively leading remote hybrid teams?
Well, I think with a remote or hybrid team, your leadership has to be even more intentional than a co-located team. You know, you can't as the saying goes, walk the shop floor as you can with a co-located office. So you may have to structure even more one-on-ones regularly and schedule regular icebreakers on Zoom where the team members can get to talk about things other than work and get to know each other a little bit. And of course, off-sites. So actually structuring off-sites twice a year where the team members can get together face-to-face and get to know each other face-to-face. Not always possible budget-wise and logistics-wise, but if that is possible, off-sites are a fantastic addition to really glue the team together. But the key is hiring right and trusting your team members that they are acting in good faith until they show otherwise.
Well, Mr. Garber, again, we thank you for your time and joining us on behalf of Zlinky. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of per the conversation today?
Well, I think every company that I've spoken to that is really committed to remote team structures and hybrid team structures, the benefits have far outweighed any risk. It is a new environment, as mentioned. There's a whole generation coming through that are incredibly comfortable with remote work and really scratch their head around any in-office time. So there's really nothing to fear. I meet some CEOs that have a little bit of fear about giving the remote thing a go and have fear around sight unseen team members. But most people really want to do the right thing by an organization. So it is a changing world. The future is here. And the most important thing is just focus on the output of your team and build it from there.
Really appreciate all the insight and advice and information shared here today. I like the focus here as well. Certainly applies and is timely. Tell us, where can listeners tap into Zlinky and get further details online?
Just our website, Zlinky, Zlinky.com. We also on all the socials and on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, etc. And they can always find me on LinkedIn and drop me a line if they'd like to be in touch.
And that sounds like a plan. And of course, we'll leave this link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Garber, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Eric.
My pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Garber, the CEO and founder of Zlinky, an image and bookmark manager that helps you transform the hours that you spend consuming content into a curated garden of ideas. And for further details, visit Zlinky.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.